Okay, Rabbi Yossi. So today is the last shiur of the man for Yerideya. Does anyone have the tally of how many shiurim we've had this year?
I don't know.
A lot of shiurim laying around. Okay, so today's shiur is about Yayin Nesach Estam Yeinu. Pasuk says in Hazinu, "Asher chelev zvachem uyachelu yishtu yein nisichom yakumu viyazruchem hi alechem sisra." So this is talking about yein nisichom. That's the wine that the goyim would pour lavod azar. That's yain nesach. And Yayin Nesach is an Issa D'Oraisa. Take a look on page 3. Eilu Dvarim Shalom Adikachavim Asurin Yisurin Issa Hanoch. Also, it says in the Gemara, Yayin Menolon. How do you know that Yayin is Osir? I'm a rabba bar Avua Makra, Shechelev Zavachem, Yochelu Yishtu Yayin Nisicham. Mazevach Osir, Af Yayin Nami Osir. Just like the, if they bring a korban, Lavod Azara, so the korban you can't eat, so to the wine. And then the Gemara says, how do you know the korban? You can't zevach zvuchim, zevach gufim in olam. And then he quotes the pasuk on page 2. The tamdu leval por vayuklu zvuchim mesim. Ma meis osu b'hano, av zevach nami osu b'hano. U meis gufim in olam, as yasham sham egla rufa. Sif hachem atom asher miriam, sif hachem varfu sham asagola b'nach. That it's kapara by egla rufa, by kochim is also b'hano. So to base is also b'hano. And then the mace teaches us that the zevach is also. And the yayin learns out from zevach. So we have one learns out from the other, from the other, from the other. So wine that you pour lavod azara, you might pour it lavod azara. That's also b'shti and also b'hano. Okay, so that's the din d'oraisa. But then, there's a din derabbanon called Stam Yeinu. You see what that din is? Look on page 4. And Lamed Vav on the base. State El Alpita Meshimnam Meshim Yeinu. So it's the Pas Akum and the Shemin of Akum is also Yishum Yeinam, Vayeinam, Yishum Benoseim. So the wine of a guy, even if it wasn't poured Lavod Azara, is Asr. Because if you're going to drink the guy's wine, you might marry his daughter. Marry his daughter. Let's see this in the Rambam. On page 5, Yayin shenis nasech lavod azara osur v'hanoya. Hashosem menu kol shu lokim atoyim. So that's the wine that's not just Goyisha wine, but it was mamish poured Lavodah Zarah. But then Halacha Gimel says, "Yena Akum she'enan yodim im nisnasech alo nisnasech." So that's called if you have the wine of a guy, and you don't know whether it was poured Lavodah Zarah or not. So then, what's the story of that? Now that's Halacha Gimel. Yein ha'akum she'ena no yodim in nisnasech alon nisnasech unikos tam yeinam osu b'hano kimo yayin she nisnasech. The Dover Zem Gzeres Sofrim Hu. To the Rabbanon. Now shows that Mistam Yeinam Revis Makin Oso Makas Mardus. So, the guy's wine. We don't know did he pour Lavodah Zarah or not. So that's an Issa Derabanan, and you get Makas Mardus. So that's the guy's wine. And then, in Halacha Daled, he says, Kol Yayin Sheyiga Bo Ha'akum Hareze Osu Shemen Nosach Oso. And any wine the guy touched is also osu, because maybe he poured Lavodah Zarah. Shem machsheves ha'akum havas kachovim. V'mata she'yen yisrael she'nogu bo ha'akum dina kestem yena. So if it's the guy's wine, that's one thing. Even if it's the Jew's wine, but the guy touched it, that's tam yenam shu osu b'hanayim. So it's osu b'hanayim. So if you look, now this gzeir of Stam Yenam goes back pretty far. Well, what does he say? He says, He's just telling you what the status is. He doesn't have to give you necessarily all the reasons. Okay. If you look in Pirkei Rabbi Lezer on page 10, So he says that Pinchas made certain Yisurim. And one of them is on Yayin. Okay, so that goes back pretty far. And then you have a pasuk in Daniel, page 11.
steht bei Yosem Daniel Oliver Luis Goal der Pass Bagger Melch wie ein Mischtoff. Ich verkeh mich sah Sarishim Luis Goal. So he says that you can't have the wine of a goy. Yein mishtav. So if you look at the Ramban, so it goes back pretty far. I mean, you have the pasuk in Daniel, you have the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar by Pinchas. So the Ramban on page 12 discusses this, and he says, "Hayena mishum benoseim perish harav of Shmuel zal shagazul stam yena mishum benoseim." Aval yayishin is nasner mamish lavarazara. That's a deraisa. Because if you know that the wine for sure is nasner lavarazara, the Kiddush is even though we don't know. Just we have stam yenam. Stam means we don't know what the story is. So that's also midr rabbanan. So the question is: in terms of stam yenam, why isn't stam yenam in this deraisa? Stam yenam again is the guy's wine that we don't know what he did with it. So we say it's also midr rabbanan. Why don't we say safik deraisa l'chumra? Why it should be in this deraisa? Safik deraisa l'chumra. In terms of stam yenam, nam litzam mishum shemen nasser havarazar mi. So the Ramban answers miyutahu milsa de loshchicha, but hashina laklal ze perish harat. So he says it's a miyut. So we don't have a reason to say that it's asr, and it's a milsa de loshchicha. Then you look over here in the Ramban on the third column on page 12. He says koshali datani priki Reb Lezer Godol sheleu zal gozer al yayin al dvar por. I'm like Gozer Yishtiya V'Hasu Inu Gozer Fil Hana. In other words, who was Gozer? Was it Pinchas or Daniel? Because in Pirkei Rav Lezer, it says She'Eliyahu Gozer. Pinchas Eliyahu. I mean, so what's the lashon? I'm a Pinchas. Okay, but it's much earlier, and then here we say it's Daniel.
You could say the original Gzeira was only Shtiya, and then they asked Lahana.
Get the God of Gedruba, Yosef and Hakol. Inami lo Pashta Takanus El Yahu Zal, Daniel Chazer Vahora.
Well, you could say that El Yahu made the Gzeira, but it wasn't his Pashit. It wasn't accepted, and then.
And then later on, Daniel was Gozer again. And he was mostly Pastor Shemin.
And then even from him, Bavi Menelo Kiblu Achabo Talmide Shammai V'Hillel, the Gozer.
And the Rashba quotes this as well. But the Rashba writes, Misha also Yai Nesar Lesser also came Shtir Beira now, Misha also some Shtir Lobanoga.
So Rashba in the bottom. Two lines from the bottom on page 13.
The Pirshu Hasan ben Oseim Yishum Yichud ben Oseim.
Fichach,
Kol she'osu bevito osu lishtos stam yena.
Whoever you can't marry their daughter, you can't drink their wine.
Kedefsha asu bebito ushlokas shalom mishum bito.
The same thing, shlokas bishalakum. It's also asu mishum bito. Bezin shalachareihem.
Oh, shahul gulu harbe lanasef. Tzricha chosifu iso layayin v'gozu al stam iso hanoh.
Then they made a Nisr Hanoah. It was originally Stam Yainam was only Isr Bishtiya. Because real Yain Nesef for sure is Isr Bishtiya, Isr Hanoah. Stam Yainam just means, I don't know what happened, it's the Goyi's wine. So Stam Yainam is Isr Hanoah. Isr Shtiya, and then they made a Nisr Hanoah. Then they made an Isra Hanoah. So if you look in the tour, straight in tour, Yain Shinisnasek Lavarazara, also Bahana. The Chachamim gozu ostam yeina mishum benoseim. Kasu afa hano. How will bishal also came shad varm shagozu lei? Because other things that they were gozu like bishal akum, they didn't make a nisra hano. But here they made a nisra hano also.
Tam came to yein nesef gomer also bano. Also ostam yeina kilu vada isnasek.
Because since real yein nesef is also bano, so ostam yeina. They made to be the same as the Ayin Nesach.
Rechmiyu losa b'hano afilu maga goy b'yayin shalon.
And even when the goy touches our wine, it's not their wine, it's our wine, also is a b'shtir and is a b'hano.
However, Aval Rashbam kosev b'shem Rashi, shekosev al shem ha-goinim. B'zman hazeh ein iser hanah b'magel shel goy b'yayin shalonu.
B'zman hazeh, there was no iser hanah.
B'goyim b'zman hazeh einam regilim.
Since goyim b'zman hazeh einam regilim l'nasich,
avod hazara. Aval einin iser ti'ilu einam yodim b'tiv avod hazara u'misham sheha. So, in other words, it's not. In other
words, it's not. So they're not rogiel. So they don't really know about it.
So then they were mako
to make it only an isha shtia.
Well, there's something barbei mekomos likach yain mina hagoyim b'chol voseim. Then what? If the guy owes us money? We call Yayin min Hagoyim, we're called the same.
Right? We take wine, if they owe us money, we'll take wine as payment. So even though we're getting Hanah from it, that we're getting. Because what are we going to do with that wine? We're going to sell it. So you see that we're making v'zman hazeh that yayin stam yeinam is mutar b'hano.
Stam yeinam or just
yayin? V'chein noga goy b'yayin shalonu.
That's what the Rosh says there.
Other than the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rosh, the goy b'yayin shalonu. Well, stam yeinam sh'osu b'hano, mishum b'no seim ein tam latir. Oh, so it's only what? I want to correct. You're right. I made a mistake. Tell me how long must speak in the Magal Goy behind Shalom. That's when we'll make it on. But stam yenam she'osu banam mishum b'noseim ain't tam latiro. With me, you yesh lomar demetil osu stam yenam el mishpia need have a pass shem in the shlokos el mishum shayuvim nasa chasu banam ken shenitzach avazor idna shein v'naskin dinu shenasa stam yenam kipasu shlokos. So then he says no. Then he says what I said, that even stam yenam is mutar b'hanah. Right? He says, "Mikol makom raya brura ein lanu latir v'hanah v'hanach lahem liyisrael mutav shishogim val yu mezidim."
Rabbi, does it say that Stam Yenom is not a Misranah now? Because the Goyim don't know the Avodah Zarah well enough to really do it?
Yeah, it's not regular, they don't know too much about it. And in Shulchan Aruch, on page 25, it says, Stam Yenom shall amamim ovech chavim also b'hanah vodim magam yen shalom. So the Mechaber says it's also b'hanah, but the Ramah says, over the corner of Mocher. Well, also with most of the Mocher could even start it.
Right, so sometimes you can get some bottle of non-kosher wine, you can give it to your friend, even though you can get Hanoah from it, because he's Makir Tov, or whatever. So Ramos says, Bimukta. Lachatkil, he says, you don't buy a manas to make a, you know, to do business and do things like that. I mean, but if you got it already, but you shouldn't buy it and to and sell it for a profit. Look at Kilo. Then it says someone make up of that also. But Ramon is more make. So that's one thing. Then we have a rush on page 22. Now we know that there's no
stam yenom by yain rusha.
Right. And if you look at the Rambam has a whole bunch of interesting things. Take a look in the Rambam on page 8.
tests. Nezek she gozru al stam yinam, gozru al kol yain she yigabo, she osu b'hanaya, lo gozru al yain aroi l'snasek.
Because the gzeira of stam yinam is only on wine that could be poured on the mizbeach.
Because they don't, l'ficha yain b'vushol, shol Yisrael, she nagabo akum, eina osu, umuta lishtosi ma'akum, b'kos echad.
So if you have yain b'vushol, that's mutter.
Because it's not right to bring on the mizbeach. Well, yain mozug, v'yain sheisig l'hachm, it's v'sho sheishta im noga ba'asa. But if it was wine that was mixed with water, so that's Asa, if the guy touches it. And then Halacha Yud, it says, Horu ge'onei hamarav, shim nis'arev b'yayin Yisrael ma'at vash, or ma'at se'or.
So the ge'onei hamarav says that if it's sweet wine, there's no iser. We don't paskin like this, for shteitzef. Even if it's not mavushal, but if it's sweet, hol ve'ena royal mizbeach, because it's not royal mizbech, because you can't put the sword of Holdvash lo satiru. Right? You can't put sweet wine on the mizbech. So therefore, they would not go there.
Perik mevushal o kishrecha ve'edam and tzachas mutu l'shtosi ma'ach.
So according to this Gonei Marev, all sweet wine is automatically mutter. That's a big kula. Even if it's not mevushal. So like I told you, we don't necessarily, we don't pass them like this.
And if you look on page 22 in the Rush,
say yes to Kasha.
The Vador Tamua. Kevin she gozo yeinam mishum b'noseim, lechim mishum she hesifu lo shaycha hachizera.
It's just because they cooked the wine, the gzera doesn't apply. Kim shum dolav bar nisafu. Are you telling me that it's not brought in the mizbeach like the Rambam said? Well, yain mozuk mami lav bar nisafu. Right, the yain that has water in it is also lav bar nisafu, and yet it's still asa. So one answer is it's not mevushal, it's not matzoi. Most of the loshchifa lo gozer bei rabban lo gozer bei. The Rambam is al kasev shein nisar v'yayin mat vash or matz or holvein roy l'nasech arabim mizbeach kariyuk v'yayin mevushal shefer muta b'shtoso ima v'kachav. They listen to Allah. The Ika Gzeir Mishum B'Noseim. The Ika Gzeir Mishum B'Noseim. So, sweet wine, you'll also marry the B'Noseim. Al Shechmir, Lasso B'Anoah, Kenish and Ishnach say, the Israel Anoah is because they brought it on the Mizbeh. Hey, Kosa Ramban. Having to so much, will Gozul be Ayin Alon and Nasech, she called the Zeros and Chashash Nitzuchu, Samka, Man Leimel and Deilum, Unaski, Yain Hamur, Bo, Tzor, Dvash. Vahim Akrivim, B'Noshuach, etc. And furthermore, just because we don't put sweet wine in the mizbeach doesn't mean that they don't put. But who says it should go by Jewish standards? It should go by the Goyish standards. So if they put sor and dvash on the mizbeach, so they put sweet wine in the mizbeach, so then we should ask stam yeinam even if it's sweet. So that's the Ramban's critique on the Rambam. So Lamaisa, we don't follow this kula of the Rambam. That would be a big kula that all
That's why I asked before, because we didn't see in the Rambam that he quotes the Isser Mishum Chassis.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what the Rambam says here, that this Lechorah, that should still be a problem regardless of whether or not it's sweet.
Right.
But,
take a look. Okay, so the question is, what's the shear of Yayin Lulusha? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says Yayin Lulushal Shalana Shalogabo Vikachov and Mutter. You put it on the Eish. Shetich al be'esh, the Hainu she'isma'id mi bidosal in Deir Sifa. Kach kosov harash baran. In other words, it diminishes. Some of it evaporates. Shemoshe. Has a tshuva. On page 31. Shaldi me'arbe b'nei adam shechoshim sheva tiga mesharesis ba'yayinu tiga b'nei adam she'ina shom shabbos. So what's the shear?
So all you need is siyad soledes bo. It's good enough.
And that's what he wants to claim is what the shach means. So that's what they point out. If it's pasteurized, it's already mamait, and it's yatzal lettuce bone. He says, the nature of factories, on page 32, third column, second paragraph, each factory is miyayin shal vashnim yaseyim at midas hachom shem yaseyim, hopochos mibidas shal meya vishishim v'chameish grod. He says the factories that go 165. Shemidas comes there. There's more than yatzal lettuce bo, so it should be okay. The tzel merav is known in the Chassidish to have a 212. So to only put the ayin mevushal if it's 212. So Moshe was making even less.
Now there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman
on page 27. It's called Maga Nochre B'Yayin Mefusta. It was, if a guy touches pasteurized wine. So it's Yatzoletis, but it's not 212. So is that good enough? So Rav Moshe says that's good enough. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also has the shear.
that that's a good enough shear. The only thing is, if Shlomo Zalman has a chumrah, that he wants a taina on page 28. It says, Baram, first paragraph there. He's maybe the whole kula is not good. Meaning, the whole kula of Yai Mavushal is not applicable, Bizman Hazeh. Why? He says, because Mavushal, he says, in this case, Bishas and Poskim, my Yadavke Bavishal Ragil, the Moshe Atavshim, Mizvashal Bukhtayach, Alayish, Kafim, Mavashim, Vasayayim, he was taken to this Abishal, Akohel, Miyad, no day for misade. But it's meaning if you cook wine, so the fumes will just scatter out. And then the taste of the wine will be different. And it'll be, you know, for the worst. But bizmanenu, that when we heat up the wine, it's in self-contained pipes. So any fumes that go out come back right in, because it's not lavir olam, it's self-contained. So then it doesn't really nishtana. He says, most people cannot taste the difference between if it was pasteurized or not. So he says, so in the footnote here, he writes that people wrote to him, Chashev HaRav in America, and he said that it is different, the taste. Some say you can't taste the difference. So he thinks that it's not so pashut that you should be makel b'zman hazeh. Rav Yachiv also was machmir in Yayim Mevushal. Rav Moshe was makel that we do have the pool of Yayim Mevushal. But this is a big chumrah from Rav Shlomo Zalman. That maybe the whole concept of Yayim Mevushal doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. So even though he's masking in Rav Moshe, that you don't need like the Tzalma Rav, the 212, but the Fala Pachos, it might not apply because it's self-contained fumes. So in America, we're Mako for Rav Moshe. Okay, then yeah, I mean, so not everyone's makel in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, you have to check every hashkafa who they follow.
Yeah.
I can't say, but...
But you think about that, or whatever, his coaching for Shomzah?
I don't know, I didn't do sufficient research.
Yeah,
yeah, so you should, maybe you'll do some research for us.
According to Rav Shlomo, what's the heter of Rav, if it changes the taste?
It changes the taste to make it substandard.
Okay.
And then it's, you wouldn't put it on the mizbeach. Okay, now, take a look on page 35.
where the Shulchan, the Gemara says, "Amar Papa Hay of the Kachavim, the Dar Yuzika, the Kazal Yisrael Chorei," because he's wearing a pouch, and the pouch is full of wine, and he's the guy is carrying like a knapsack full of wine. Kazal Yisrael Chorei Mal Yashari, so if it's full, it's Mutter Dolom Karkesh. Then it's full. It's not shaking so much. But chaser also dilma mekarkish. Rashi omer zika ben malia ben chaser shari. My time ain't there if nisuf lekach. The other opinion says that even if it's not full, the pouch, and it's moving, obviously if you have a knapsack on your back and this quarter full of wine, when you move, the wine is moving. So is that called, is that a problem that the wine is moving by the goy? So this opinion says that even if it's not full, it's not derech nisuf l'kach. So that's not the way you pour something to a Avodah Zarah. So if you look at the Rambam, page 36, it says, it says you touch the wine itself, in other words, you have to shake it. You have to put your hand there and shake. Move your hand in the wine. But if you just put, the Lord just put his hand in there, and he didn't shake, and then they just let the wine fall out from the bottom, then it's okay. But if you just take a bottle that's open and you shake it, even though you don't pick it up, that'll be awesome. Or if you pour the wine, base, you pour the wine, even though you didn't shake it, it's also awesome. Then in Halacha Gimel he says, "Akum sheya ochas akli b'karkav Yisrael yotzak l'socho yayin." Because if Akum was holding a kli, and the Jew was pouring into it, that's okay. But if the goy shakes it, then it's awesome. Then Dalet is kli sosum, if it's a stopped up the kli. Mutal tal lo ha'akum imokum l'mokum avu pi sheyayin misnadi. So ein the derech nisuch. Heavy anode shell. Yeah, you welcome. Welcome to anode yado. Means I anode more than shechosimuter. I will be sheyain misnadni. Heavy a cliferous for suach. If it's open, also Shem Yid Nogabo. One example that I've heard from Rav Abadi is that, say you have wine in the fridge, and then the cleaning lady takes the wine out to clean the fridge, and she puts the stuff on the counter. So she took the wine, she put it on the counter, so obviously the wine's gonna, but he thought that that's no chashash. You can use it and pour it. It's not derech nisuf b'kach. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, everybody said that would be okay. So in derech nisuf b'kach. Okay. Now, one more thing, two more things. Whiskey. So there's a famous discussion about whiskey. Rabbi Bleich wrote an English article. Page 55, take a look. The whiskey brouhaha. Meaning they found out, we'll see who found out, Rabbi Teitz, Rabbi Blau's father-in-law, that the whiskey had wine in it. Stam Yenem. A modern-day manifestation of that problem was first publicized in the print by the late Rabbi Pinchas Teitz. The contribution to a Cheshvan issue of Apartheid, Rabbi Teitz reports that upon investigation, find that many blended wine, whiskies, contain up to 2.5% of sherry wine, but is permitted by law the distillers fail to disclose the fact on the label. So that was the question. It is this sherry wine. Now, so maybe it's bottled, but they don't have shishim. So there's a big discussion like this. Look on page 45. What's the shear of bittel by Stam Yenem? So if you look, Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis, Yain Sheinu also El B'Shtia, Eino also El B'Shish. Sarv Stam Yenem B'Yayin Mudar is also for Polshu B'Shtia. So there is a din that wine is bottled in six, not Shishin but Shisha. Here, take a look on page 47. Hey, sit hey. Come here, remind me, Abraham, could they live after the time of Yayin? So the Shulchan Aruch says six. That water can live after wine in six. Not Shishim, six. But if you look in the shop, he says that only applies to water. Kafala. Because he said, Hedda, Kafka Yayin Nesaf the Mayim, would love the Yayin, for the Kafshi of Vade also are called Shishim. So that's the sheet of the Shach, that it's only water. However, the Taz disagrees. Because the question is, Taz says that it's always six. It's always six. In other words, if you according to the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef here, the Taz Sif Patan Dalet. Yeah, take a look on page 49. The Taz says, because it says in Shulchan Aruch here, Kalel Mashkin and Cholmetz Sech also look notes of Mehem Midom Meshar Chashem Ire Meyayin at Sheim on Shishim Uvatla. So what do you mean Sheim on Shishim Uvatla? You can't buy drinks from Goy, but maybe there's wine in it, and there's no shishim. I thought the shear was shisha. So the Taz says you're right. This is according to the opinion that says it's shishim and not shisha. According to the opinion that it's shisha, so all you need is shisha. But the Shach and the Kutz HaKesef says no. But then if shisha is only water to mevatel wine, but other mashkim to mevatel the wine, then you need shishim. So the sherry wine, you have shisha, but you don't have shishim. So according to the Taz, it would be mutter, because you have shisha levatlo. And according to the Shach, you need what? It's not water. So you need shishim, not shisha, and you don't have. So the question of the sherry wine, I think Moshe points out others, is Tola in this Machlokas Taz and Shach, that the din of Shisha Levatel, according to the Shach, that's only waters Mevatel and Shisha. But other Mashkim of Levatel, Stam Yenim, and Shishim. And according to the Taz, everything is Mevatel, Stam Yenim, and Shishim.
Every mashke, it's one at six.
Every mashke. The Taz says every mashke is mevatel the stam yenum in six. And the Shach says
only water
is mevatel in six. Other mashke in shishim.
Okay.
So Rav Moshe talks about this here. And he discusses it. The Shaila. Because it's only so the Moshe says, it could be as far as Lakula, but then he recommends being Machmir. And Rav Shechter has Belsky, Rav Shechter has a Chuvia piece. So there's a Shafi calls Tshuva Sarashpa. There's a very interesting Tshuva Sarashpa that is Shafi calls on the bottom of page 67. I am a Tshuva Sarashpa. Says after staying in Stabiyin and Botel, Haida Benofel Bemikra. Washing came to darken what they Behemiyayin Asurim. So he wants to say a Chiddush. That maybe the concept of Bittel we have this Shubhish Rashba is when something falls in. But maybe the Rashbal's ingredients are not bottle. Because if you put it in, even though it's the sheer bittel kinegdo, that's part of the concoction. So maybe you don't say the din bittul. Take a look on page 53. I mean, this is a whole new thing that we didn't see this whole year, that we're seeing it on the last day. That the concept of a bittul maybe is only if it's bittul b'mikra. But if it's part of the ingredients, teaches the death mikra. Look at that in the Rashiya. A kosher dark losses cane also made a bottle of the miyuto. So if that would be the case, then it wouldn't help. And you know, even if you had like the taz, it wouldn't matter. And I see an article here. If you want to see more about an English article, Splendid Whiskey. And one last thing, the Chachmas Adam. So Rav Shechter likes to quote this Chachmas Adam. About drinking in the goy's Sheikhish of Khan. Here is the Ism Shumbishmakum. He says, but there's an issa to drink the base nachri. Not to drink in a base akum, even coffee. So this Rav Shechter's thing about not going on drinking, going on a date to a hotel lobby, and drinking soda even. So I thought that he meant only if you go to him, that a hotel is not called a Beis Akum. So it's a public area. So there's no kirva. So Shane Kane hotel, you know, get a coke from the hotel lobby. I thought perhaps that wouldn't be included in this whole discussion. So, Binyamin? So this is... What?
No, nothing. Look over here, he says... But then he goes on to say, no, even that you shouldn't drink at all.
But then he says he's saying not to have sheikhar.
Then he says nothing you should. Then he says don't say harabim, says that nothing.
Let's say that harabim is manazeh, come to
the... Yeah. Yarabim, whatever they have in their house.
Yeah, but I don't know. So if Shechter applies to a hotel lobby, that I'm not so clear on that there should be an issue like that. You understand, you go to the guy's house, and then there's a bedroom right there, and you start drinking, and then you go to the bedroom. But even if it's coffee,
I don't know if the Chachmas Sadam would necessarily say it by a hotel lobby. I mean, that's what many people do. I don't know how the dating scene these days, but that definitely was a... So Shafter thinks it's not correct, but I'm not so sure that the Chachmas Sadam would say that. Okay, Rabbosai. Baruch Hashem, we've made it. J16. All the Yeshirim. I wish everyone a Yeshkaya for those who are here and those who are listening online from afar. Baruch Hashem, we made it through. It's a limud. I try in these Smicha Shirim to give you a taste of what it is to learn Halacha. Because when you're younger, so you learn Gemara, and then the Halacha is like 15 minutes in the morning. 20 minutes of Mishnah Berurah. But Halacha is its own limud, and it doesn't come by itself. In other words, a person could be learning, like Rav Moshe said, in a tshuva. You could have a big Talmud Chacham, but not necessarily knows Halacha. He can be a Talmud Chacham, he knows Gemaras, he knows Rav Chaim, he knows Lamedos, but Halacha, you have to have a separate focus. And that's, to go through the sugyas, to go, and to really, not to be makel for wrong reasons, not to be machmir for wrong reasons. It's its own ian of halacha with the sources and the gemaras and the rishonim and the shulchan aruch and the shach and the taz and the gra and the it's a big ian. But if you learn it well, you'll know it, and the rest of your life. Chaz are over. But I try, making the packets so you see everything inside, all the rashbas, all the sevhetas. Really see it inside and know it. Be koina. There's a show next year we'll be doing Nida, Avelis Nian. And it's also a big limud. So we look forward to anyone who's going to be here. And then next year as well, there's a Shem. Eventually, I'd like to do Mikvos also and give Shia on that. I'd love to see when and what. And those that want a Bechina, you can take a Bechina, written Bechina, and oral Bechina. You guys do whatever you want because you guys have first preference. You stayed in until the end. But everybody, we'll work it out for everybody. So everyone should be well. Should have a good summer. We put these back and okay.